So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hello, and welcome to, or welcome back to, Trying Not to Care. If you're new here, my name's Ashley, and I upload pretty much every single Monday. And if you are new here, if this is your first time listening, then you probably don't know that I just got back from a 6-night solo cruise with Virgin Voyages. In the last two episodes, I talked about everything going on and how I feel, all my anxious thoughts about going on a 6-night solo cruise. And now I'm finally back, and I can tell you guys all about it. So I will first start off by saying it was terrible. No, I'm just kidding. It was incredible. It was so much fun, and I'm so grateful that I got the opportunity to go, and I'm just really proud of myself for going through with it, because if you listened to the last two episodes, you know that I was scared shitless. I was so nervous because, one, I get very homesick very easily. Two, I've never been alone for that long. I've never been fully by myself for a full week. And then three, I've never been out of the country, and I've never been on a cruise ever. So doing all these things combined was just very nerve-wracking, very outside of my comfort zone. And anytime you do anything outside of your comfort zone, it's going to be scary. But just because it's scary doesn't mean it's hard. It's just new. But I had the best time. I ate so much good food. Like, Virgin Voyages literally has the best food. Everyone that I talked to on the ship was like, this is the best of the best. And can't lie, it was really good. I got to go snorkeling and sailing in Cabo. I went to so many different shows. I went to a drag show. I went to a musical. I did two different dance workout classes. Like, my favorite things that I love to do in my everyday life were on the ship. I just had the best time. I feel like even with just 1 week, I grew so much and I learned so much about myself. And because I allowed myself and pushed myself to go out and do this thing that I was scared of, I can now do even more. I feel like now that I'm back, I have this very exciting, powerful new energy within me to create more and put myself out there more, because it's so rewarding. And another thing that this week taught me is you're never ready. You're never going to be ready to do the scary things that you want to do. When new opportunities are presented to us, or we have a new idea, or we just have this urge to reinvent ourselves. So many of us say, I'm not ready right now, I'm not confident. When I'm confident, when I'm ready, I'll do it. But that type of mindset is exactly why most people get stuck and don't end up doing what they want to do. This week taught me that you're never going to feel ready. You're never going to be ready. You just need to do the thing, and then you'll be ready. Life rewards action, not intelligence, not talent, not preparation. You get the things that you want by going after them, so stop waiting for the right time. So like I said in my previous episodes, I get homesick really easily. I was always the kid at sleepovers who would call their mom at like 1 a.m. being like, Mom, come pick me up, I'm scared. I just could not get through the night. And I don't even know if it was because I missed my parents, or I missed my home, or I was just uncomfortable in an unfamiliar home, but I hated sleeping at other people's houses. And that kind of followed me into my adulthood. Like, I can sleep in other places than home, I do, but I just prefer to be home. I miss when I'm not home. I miss, you know, my bed. I miss my dogs. I miss my fiance. So going into this trip, I knew this was something that I would be struggling with. And the idea that not only I would be away from home for a whole week, but I would be forced to be away from home on a cruise where I have no other choice but to stay on the cruise. When you're in the middle of the ocean headed to Mexico, you're kind of committed to the bay. You can't ask the boat to turn around and bring you back home to Connecticut. You have to stick it out. The only way home is to stay on the ship until it gets back to its original port. So up until I actually got on the boat, I was so anxious. When Josh dropped me off at the airport, I was crying. When I was on the plane, I was shaking. I was looking at photos of Blizzard and Izzy and Sebi at takeoff, like just because I was so anxious that I needed something to calm my nerves. It wasn't until I actually got on the boat that I settled in. But that was how I felt leading up to the experience. And now that I'm back home, who I am as a person has changed so much. And I know that sounds so dramatic. It was only a week and I'm like, I'm such a different person. My mindset's so different. But it's true. I really do believe that I've grown so much and I can do so much more with my life because I allowed myself to do this scary thing, to step out of my comfort zone and also do it alone. Before going on this trip, I was scared, I was uncertain, I was holding myself back. And now that I'm back, I feel more independent, I feel more confident, and I feel like there's really nothing that I can't do. This episode is sponsored by Biologica. There's a version of you that sleeps through the night, thinks clearly, and actually feels like yourself again. You haven't lost her, you just need support that's built for your body. That's exactly where I was when I found Biologica. Biologica is a drinkable daily supplement with comprehensive vitamin and mineral foundation, probiotics, electrolytes, and clinically researched botanicals all in one drink, which honestly I prefer because I hate having to remember to take a bunch of pills, and when I don't remember, I just don't take them. Obviously, everyone's body is different and everyone is in a different stage of life, which is why Biologica has three formulas designed for different hormonal life stages. So you're actually supporting your body based on where you are right now. There's Midlife Essentials, which is for women roughly 40 to 55 navigating perimenopause, Postmenopause Essentials for women 50 plus in postmenopause, and then the Primary Essentials, which I have, that is for women roughly 18 to 45 years old. And this helps support mood, skin, energy, and cycle comfort. I love that I found a product that I actually enjoy taking. It tastes good and it's replaced my morning supplement routine. So head to biologica.com/TNTC to get started. Take their quick hormonal life stage quiz to find the formula that's right for you. And right now, subscribers can receive up to 32% off their purchase. Again, make sure to go to biologica.com/TNTC and get up to 32% off your first subscription order today. I remember distinctly this one moment when I was sitting on the sailboat in Cabo. And I'm sitting there, I'm on this boat filled with strangers, I'm looking out the ocean, I'm sipping my margarita, the wind's blowing in my hair, the sun's shining on my face, you know, really hard Tuesday, right? But I'm sitting there, and it was just this very surreal moment where I was like, I can't believe I'm here. Like, if you told me a couple months ago that I'd be in Cabo right now on a boat, I wouldn't believe you because I didn't have a passport. But I just can't believe that I'm here, and I can't believe I almost didn't get to experience this moment that I'm enjoying so much because I was so scared to do this and to do this alone, and I thought that I wasn't gonna have a good time. And now I'm here on the sailboat in Cabo with all these people that I just met, and I'm having such a good time. And I was just in total disbelief that it took me 29 years to allow myself to experience something like this. And it was just one of those moments where it's like, wow, I can't believe I almost missed this because of my own like self-sabotage. In the past, when I've been invited to events, like events for brands in New York, or even being invited to meet new people, I would make excuses and be like, I can't go because I'm not ready, or I don't feel confident enough, or I don't know what I'm going to talk about, or I don't feel comfortable traveling by myself, whatever it was. And I would just tell myself, like, eventually I will be ready, but right now I'm not ready. In the future, I'll say yes, but right now I'm saying no. And I think this trip was a wake-up call for me because I had this realization that I want to go on this cruise, but I live a very flexible life. I make my own hours. I have the capability to just hop on a boat when I want, whereas my fiance and my best friends can't do that. So the reality of going on this trip is either go alone or don't go at all. Like, people can't come with you. So if you want to go, you're gonna have to go alone, and that's not gonna change unless you plan a trip months in advance with someone else. The same thing's going to happen in the future. And in the future, if you want to go on a trip and there's no one to go with, nothing's going to be different. You're going to feel just as not ready as you do now. So why are you going to wait a couple more months to be like, am I ready yet? You're never going to feel ready. So just go do it. You're not going to be confident before doing anything. You don't become confident before things. You become confident while doing them. Confidence is not a requirement. It is a result. I don't need to be fully ready to go on a solo trip and know in my heart and my soul that I'm fully capable and I'm gonna be okay, because the reality is, you don't know if you're gonna be okay. I wasn't confident before going. I gained that confidence that week by showing up for myself and pushing myself to go eat by myself and do activities alone and talk to strangers and ask for help when I need it. The point that I'm trying to make is you need to stop waiting for the right time to go after the life and success you're hoping for, because the longer you wait, the longer you delay your potential. A lot of the time, we will see other people having success, specifically having success in things that we want, and we'll look at them and we'll look at their success and go, how did they get that? Why are they having so much success in this one area of life that I'm hoping for? Why did they get this opportunity and I didn't? And this typically happens when we kind of have a big head and we think that we're more talented or more capable than this person. Like, we're aware of our intelligence or our creativity or our potential. So we believe that we are deserving or more deserving than this person. So we're like, why did they get this and I didn't? And so what happens a lot of the time is we'll see someone have something that we want and our ego will go and attack that person and be all up in arms being like, why do they have this thing and I don't? Why them and not me? Completely ignoring the fact that life does not reward intelligence or creativity or your potential. Life rewards action. Of course, that's part of it. Like, if you are talented and the best at what you do, you will have success in life. But that's the point. At what you do, you have to do it. A lot of the time, the difference between you and someone else and their success versus your lack of success is while they went after what they wanted and took action, you watched. Being deserving does not create results. Taking action does. Let's say that you're a content creator and a goal of yours is to work with brands, promote their products, you know, make a living doing what you love. But then you see a mutual of yours snag a brand deal with a company you really love. There's a good chance that you might look at their success and ask yourself, why did they get this brand deal and I didn't? I love that brand so much. I'm so good at makeup. Thinking you're just as deserving, if not more, than this person. But the hard truth is, if they posted for that brand consistently and tagged them and reached out to them and made a deal, they deserve that. What did you do? You might have love for that brand. You might have ideas for how you could create content for them, but if that's it, that's all you have. All you have are ideas. You didn't do anything with them, so why do you expect to be rewarded for something that you didn't act on? If you know me, you know that I'm big into manifestation. I think a big part of me having success on social media and with my podcast is due to me learning about manifestation and really rewiring my mindset to believe in myself and think more positively. With that being said, I do think there are big misconceptions about thinking positively and lucky girl syndrome, that people really believe that if they just think positively and they believe that things are going to work out for them and they're delusional, they will get whatever they want and that's all they need to do. And I have a whole podcast episode about that with Makayla J where we break down the misconceptions of manifestation, but these people think that that's all they have to do and their work is done. But without action, all you have are good thoughts. Thinking positively does do a lot, but it's not enough to get you what you want. Visualization without action is just a mood board. And visualization without execution causes stagnation because it's just thoughts. You're not actually bringing anything into reality. Visualization without action causes doubt, it causes overthinking, and it leads to procrastination. You'll have this really great idea, right? And you'll sit on it for a couple weeks, a couple months, and you try to perfect it. But in the process of trying to perfect it, it's not being put out into the universe, into the world. So nothing's happening. When you have an idea or when you have a goal and you actually act on it and you don't just think about it or think about the potential it might have, that creates opportunities. And it might not even be the opportunities that you're looking for. And you might put your idea or your project out there and it blows up in your face and it's a failure, but at least you're still learning something from it. You're getting feedback to be able to adjust and tweak it to help shape it into what you want or shape it into something more successful. And that is how you grow and how you gain more success. In psychology, there's this concept called the locus of control. And when you have an internal locus of control, you believe that your hard work and your dedication leads to your success. You believe that you have control over your own success. But when you have an external locus of control, you believe your life and your success is determined by fate or things like lucky girl syndrome. So if you believe that things are going to work out for you, they're just going to work out for you. Or even on the opposite side of that spectrum, you believe that things are so out of your control, and no matter how hard you work, if things aren't meant for you, they're not going to work out for you. So why try? Most people fall in kind of the middle or a mixture of both, which I think that's where I'm at. I believe that you need a combination of some magic and hard work. But really, I think it's important to take ownership of your actions or lack of actions instead of blaming others for why things aren't working out for you or asking why things are working out better for other people and not for you. You are responsible for moving your life forward. So instead of waiting around and being like, I'll start when I'm ready, I'll do it when I'm confident, when the time is right, why not do it right now, even if you're unsure? Why not at least try and figure it out as you go? You will get so much further in life by at least trying, even if you fail, than if you weren't to try at all. I'm always going to tell you that trying is better than doing nothing. You can have the most incredible idea, but if you do nothing with it, that's all you have, an idea. The more that you wait and sit on this thought or this idea or this project or this thing that you think will change your life, the chance of it actually becoming something successful decreases. Waiting kills momentum. The longer you wait to do that thing, your motivation drops and your ideas lose energy and relevance. An idea that I might have had 3 months ago that had something to do with what was trending at the time isn't going to hit the same way if I were to post about it or talk about it now because it's not relevant anymore. It's not trending. If I posted it 3 months ago, it could have went viral. It could have changed my life in some way. But now, although it's the same idea, it's not as important. It's not going to do what it could have done. Or even when I have an idea to make a video, what I'll do sometimes is I'll pull out my phone and I'll just talk to my phone and I'll save it in my drafts, but I won't post it. I'll come back to it to re-record it the next day when I look a little better. Because a lot of the time when I record those videos, I look like a greasy rat. I look like a greasy gremlin because I'm not planning to be on camera. But sometimes doing that actually hinders your success because when you wait on an idea and you wait for it to be perfect, you lose the energy and almost the magic that it had when you first said it or first did it. This episode is sponsored by Warby Parker. You might not know because I wear contacts, but I cannot see. I cannot see distance at all. My eyesight has gotten worse over time, and I used to hate wearing glasses, but I actually don't mind it now because I think wearing glasses makes you look so much cooler. Glasses are like the best accessory, and some of my favorite glasses that I have are from Warby Parker. Sometimes when picking out glasses, it can be difficult because you have to choose between quality and aesthetics, but with Warby Parker, you can actually get quality and stylish frames at an affordable price with their prescription glasses starting at $95. Warby Parker also offers contacts, online eye exams, and sunglasses with 300 retail stores across the US, which is nice knowing you have that in-person option if you ever want to try on glasses in store. And then one of my favorite things about Warby Parker is for every pair they sell, they also give a pair to someone in need. They've actually given over 20 million pairs of glasses to people in need with the Buy a Pair, Give a Pair program, which I love knowing that I'm getting a product that I love, but also someone else who needs it just as much, if not more than I do, gets that too. Right now, buy one prescription pair and get 20% off any additional prescription pairs at warbyparker.com/TNTC. That's 20% off additional prescription pairs when you go to warbyparker.com/TNTC. When I go to record a video for the first time, it's natural, it's authentic, it just has a better delivery than if I wait and re-record it and try to make it perfect. More times than not, when I just post a video instead of me waiting to re-record it and I don't try to perfect it, you know, I don't care what I look like, I don't care that I stutter over my words, that video performs so good, it goes viral. Whereas when I clean it up and try to make it a better video, it kind of flops. Perfectionism really does hurt us more than it does help us because in the process of trying to make it perfect or trying to make ourselves the best at what we do, we sometimes make it worse. Perfectionism isn't always productivity. We think we're doing something right by waiting on it and perfecting it and making sure it's going to be great. Everyone's going to love it. But perfectionism is often disguised avoidance. In my opinion, doing is always going to get you further in life than waiting, even if what you're doing is not perfect. Imagine there's two paths, both the same length, and you and your friend are going down one each. Your friend doesn't think about how to navigate down the path. They're not thinking about, what if a bear comes out of the woods and tries to attack me? What if I trip over a rock and I get hurt? What if I get lost and I can't find my way out? They don't think about any of that. They just sprint through the path to the other side. And then I'm like, okay, I want to make sure that I get from point A to point B. What are things that can get in my way of me getting there? And I am considering all the things that my friend did not consider. And sure, I'm being more thoughtful and I'm trying to make sure that I get there safely. But having all those thoughts, one, can make me turn around and be like, you know what? It's unsafe. I'm not going. So I don't go at all. But then also, I'm just slowing myself down when all I have to do is walk through and see if those things are even going to happen. And if they do happen, I can figure it out on the way. Who is going to get down that path faster, me or my friend? My friend who didn't have a perfect execution, but still went for it, or me who was stuck overthinking and perfecting it and maybe didn't even go down the path because I was too scared. Obviously, my friend is going to get there faster by just doing it instead of thinking so much about how to do it. That's not to say that you should just speed through things and not think things through, but you really gotta pick and choose your battles. What's worth your energy? If you're spending more of your time thinking about doing something than actually doing it, then that's going to hold you back from having your success or even just stop you from going after it at all. With all of that being said, I want to give you some practical ways to take action to go after the things that you want in your life and to stop sitting around waiting for the right time when the stars align and you're just gonna feel ready and confident and go after it all. I want to give you some actual ways to stop waiting and just to go and do it. First thing, stop waiting around for others. This goes for in-person experiences like me going on my cruise. You know, there's going to be times throughout your life where people are unavailable. People are busy. They have their own lives. They have things going on. They have things that they have to handle. They're not going to be able to drop everything for you because you want them around. Pretend you get invited to interview celebrities at a red carpet. Are you really going to say no because you're not allowed to bring your best friend to make you feel more comfortable? Or you get invited to talk at a conference for your work in a big city, but you're not allowed to bring a plus one. You're really not gonna go because you have to travel alone. You're gonna miss out on these experiences, these learning lessons, these opportunities to grow because you have to do it alone. This also goes for not waiting around for other people to validate your decisions or your ideas. You don't need your friends to tell you that that's a good photo or a good video to post on social media. If you like it, post it. You don't need your boyfriend or your girlfriend to tell you that your idea for a new business is a good one and that you should go for it. Yes, it feels good to feel supported and have people validate your ideas, but their validation isn't more valuable than what you think. If you think you have a good idea, but they think it's a bad idea, don't not do it because you want to please them. Do what you want to do. Stop waiting for other people to live your life. It's scary to do things alone, but it's important that you do it alone because if you don't, you're not going to do it at all. The next thing is stop focusing on big steps and pay more attention to the little steps. People think you need to do this huge action to make things work, but the reality is small steps create big change. When you act consistently, you are building self-trust and reinforcing that confidence, which leads to more steps and bigger change in the future. When you're constantly second-guessing yourself and you don't do what you want, that reinforces hesitation and that becomes part of your identity, which leads to lack of change or lack of growth. If you're constantly saying, oh no, I can't do that, I'm not ready for that, that's reinforcing that you're not ready for that and you're never going to be ready for that. Small, repeated steps shape your identity. The more you say yes and you put yourself out there, even to little smaller opportunities, the more you'll be willing to say yes to bigger opportunities. It's important to remember that progress isn't one big move. It's consistent small moves. People who have millions of followers on social media didn't just blow up overnight. You know, one video might have went viral that might have kickstarted their success, but they had to continue posting consistently. Each video adds to the puzzle, which leads to their following and success. And then lastly, I want to give you some tools that you can use to take action to make a change that aren't huge, but are realistic and make an actual difference. First being the 24-hour rule. Act on ideas within 24 hours. You don't have to have the finished product within 24 hours, but take at least one action step that supports that idea. For example, going back to wanting to work with brands as a creator. If you have this great idea about a video you can create for them, instead of just sitting on it and doing nothing with that idea, write it out and write a pitch to the brand through email or slide in their DMs, share the idea with them and ask them how you can collaborate with them. You know, they might not respond. You might be left unread, or they might respond and say, I don't want to work with you. But taking action and getting a no from them is still better than not taking any action at all and having no idea whether they would have worked with you or not. Another thing that you can do is ask yourself daily, what is the minimal viable action? What is the smallest step that I can take right now to work towards my goal? That might be writing down an idea. That might be sending an email. That might be connecting with someone on LinkedIn. That might be looking for a job online. Again, it doesn't have to be this huge step. You don't need to figure things out in one day. Just figure out the first or the smallest step that leads you towards your goal. And then lastly, pushing yourself to feel discomfort daily, finding one action per day that pushes you outside your comfort zone, but moves you towards your goal. That could be something as simple as saying hi to a stranger in public, talking to someone in the grocery line, going out to lunch by yourself and sitting alone at a restaurant. Stepping outside of your comfort zone doesn't mean jumping out of it and running miles away into unknown territory that you have no business being in and being so terrified that it gives you crippling anxiety that once you're there, you can't do anything. It is much more productive to take those smaller steps that are uncomfortable, but are doable, and they're still outside of your comfort zone, like sending an email, posting a video on social media, going on that solo date, saying yes to something that normally you would say no to. Small actions still give you feedback, which helps you make those adjustments, which in turn creates bigger and better actions that eventually lead you to getting what you want. For example, posting a video on social media, you can post a terrible video, an awful video. It might not lead you to where you want, but you'll have people either not comment, not like it, or have people comment and being like, this is an awful video, which is feedback that tells you what people want to see. So the next video you post will be a better video. It probably still isn't going to be the best video, but you're adjusting, you're tweaking it. So eventually you'll post the video that blows up and changes everything for you. Truly, if you told me at the beginning of this year that I would be going on a week-long solo trip outside of the US, I wouldn't have believed you. I don't know if that's something that I would have wanted to do. I probably would have been like, I don't think so. I don't think I'm doing that. But now here I am. And because I acted before feeling ready and I said, F it, let's do it, YOLO. And I hopped on a plane, hopped on two planes to go to LA and walked my little butt right onto the ship. I now see myself so differently. I see life so differently. And I see what I'm truly capable of. And I'm now so ready to take on more solo adventures or just harder opportunities that I probably would have said no to in the past. Again, I know it sounds so dramatic, but this trip really transformed how I see myself and how I show up for the things that I want. I'm now becoming someone who acts and not waits. And I don't want to make excuses anymore. I have shown myself that I'm fully capable on my own. So there's nothing standing in my way but me. You know, staying home and sticking to my normal routine would have felt fine. It would have felt comfortable. It's what I'm used to. It's what I like. Like I said, I get homesick. I love being home with my fiance and dogs. And also, I could have went on that trip and hated it and completely regretted it. But the thing is, when you take action, it doesn't always mean that things are going to work out the way that you want them to. It doesn't mean that you're going to have success. But you cannot win without action, without at least trying. I want you to leave this episode with the message that you don't get rewarded for your potential. You don't get a cookie for being the best at what you do privately. You don't get acknowledged for the ideas you might have. You get rewarded for action, for going after what you want, even if it's messy or imperfect. Life rewards people that do, not people that say, I was gonna do that, or, you know, I had the idea too. So if the only thing that's holding you back is the fear of not being ready, start now. Start before you're ready. Do it alone. Do it scared. Just do it, because that's the only way you're ever going to be ready. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure to let me know. You can let me know on Spotify in the comment section under this episode, or you can let me know on social media. My TikTok and my Instagram are linked in the show notes. I posted so many vlogs from my solo cruise if you want to see what it really was like. And if you haven't already, make sure to rate Trinette to Care on Spotify and Apple. I really appreciate it, and it helps me out so much. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me and listening to me yap this episode. And I will talk to you next Monday. I'll talk to you then. Bye.